beginning circumambulation of Krishna Balaram Mandir on the 14th of October. Just about to leave for Mathura.
Walking almost parallel to Jamuna. Jamuna River is not far from here. So Jamuna is also flowing that way, and our Padyatra party, Parikrama, is also flowing, walking in the same direction. And then later on during the day we'll be meeting Jamuna. We'll bathe in Jamuna at Vishram Ghat. So Akrura Ghat is our next stop for reading some discussion and then breakfast. Then we'll walk to Vishram Ghat, place where Lord took rest. Vishram Ghat is a very significant point in Mathura. That is where Lord Varaha took rest after he killed Hiranyaksha. Lord Krishna also took rest after killing Kamsa and Dantavakra. So three times Lord took rest at this point called Vishram. Vishram means rest, resting place. So we'll be taking bath there today. You all have to take bath there today. This is our official bath. One in the beginning, that is when Parikrama begins. actually what we are doing, today's walk is not a compulsory walk. It is not that circle we showed you on the map. The starting point is Vishram Ghat. We take bath and then our parikrama starts. And we go around and come back. This is additional walk, what we are doing. But we want to start from Krishna Balaram temple. The tradition is to start from Vishram Ghat. We take a vow there. You pray to Dham. The Dham should allow you to enter and go around. You also take vow that you will complete the parikrama and follow all the regulations of parikrama. And then our today's residence is not far from Vishram Ghat. It is about a kilometer. Today we do parikrama of circumambulation of Mathura. Mathura town will go all around. There are many places. So that is tomorrow. And then day after tomorrow in the morning we leave Mathura. We'll be entering Mathura. We're in Vrindavan. And here we enter Mathura. In order to enter Mathura, Krishna, he assumed his Vasudeva form, four-handed form. Someone has Krishna books here. Somehow we, our Bhakta mind would carry many other devotees carry Krishna books. Okay. Someone find out this Akrura, Akrura card pastime. We'll read this story in two parts. The later part we'll read first. And this is where the first journey of Akrura started from Mathura. A specially built chariot was taken to Vrindavan, and Akrura spent one night in Vrindavan, and next day is coming, bringing Krishna and Balaram to Mathura to take part in wrestling match. So this is where he showed Krishna and Balaram revealed the whole spiritual world was revealed unto Akrura. And he was Lord Krishna was reading that, but could just say that Lord Krishna, he transformed himself into Vishnu form, and Balaram became Ananta Shaya, the base for the Lord. And the four Kumaras, everyone was there, and Akrura was able to see this at Akrura Ghat. The earlier pastime took place in the morning in Vrindavan when gopis were trying to stop Akrura from taking Krishna and Balaram away from Vrindavan. So that is the first part, and later part is Akrura having visions. You found it?
Akrura, right?
No, Akrura, that is first part, huh? crew returns to me?
Yeah, a crew that returns to Mathura. Yes? So, where did Akrura go? Where is Vrindavan? Which Vrindavan is that referring to? Underground. Okay, this is the benefit of doing Vrajamano Parikram. We were in Vrindavan last night. So do not think that Akrura had gone to this Vrindavan. He spent night there and next morning he came to Mathura. Where was Krishna and Balaram staying? We read, yes, he was staying in Vrindavan, but he wasn't staying in the present town, present-day town called Vrindavan. He was staying in another Vrindavan, another part of Vrindavan, which is Nandagram. That is where Krishna and Balaram stay. And that is long distance from here. And that's the reason Akrura was on the chariot all day long. It took him one day. He started in the morning and he arrived here by the evening time. And not only him, but others also. Ananda Maharaj and all the residents, except the gopis. Ladies usually stay behind. So they stayed behind. Others had also come to Mathura to enjoy the wrestling match arranged by the uncle, Krishna's uncle. So, just keep in mind that Akrura went to Nandagram. From Gokul, everyone went to Nandagram to stay there. So then he arrived here and you read? Okay. Nandagopal will try reading. That's fine.
Do you return journey and his visiting?
You want to use this or you want to
Akrura was warmly received by Lord Krishna and Ananda Maharaj and offered a resting place for the night. In the meantime, the two brothers Balaram and Krishna went to take their supper. Akrura sat on his bed and began to reflect on all the desires which he had anticipated while coming
to Arjuna. Next morning we got up and the gopis tried to stop him. We also don't want to read that now. We started his journey.
When the gopis saw Akrura, he had come to take Krishna Balaram away from Akrura.
Yeah, and then they tried to stop. Until
night before the departure of Krishna.
That will read later.
So, the gopis began to imagine the great functions in the city of Mathura. Krishna will pass through the streets and the ladies and young girls of the city will see him from the balconies of their respective houses. Mathura city contained different communities, known them
as
louder. As Dasarha, Bhoja, Andaka and Sadvata. All these communities were different branches of the same family in which Krishna appeared, namely the Yadu dynasty. They were also expecting the arrival of Krishna. It had already been ascertained that Krishna, who is the rest of the goddess of fortune and reservoir of all pleasure and transcendental qualities, was going to visit Mathura city. The gopis then began to condemn the activities of Akrura. They stated that he was taking Krishna, who was more dear than the dearest to them, and who was the pleasure of their eyes. He was being taken from their sight without their being informed or solaced by Akrura. Akrura should not have been so merciless, but should have taken compassion on them. The gopis went on to say, the most astonishing feature is that Krishna, the son of Nanda, without consideration has already seated himself on the chariot. From this it appears that Krishna is not very intelligent. Yet he might be very intelligent, but he is not very civilized. Not only Krishna, but all the cowherd men are so callous that they are already yoking the bulls and calves for the journey to Mathura. The elderly persons in Vrindavan are so merciless. They do not take our plight into consideration and stop Krishna's journey to Mathura. Even the demigods are very unkind to us. They are not impeding his going to Mathura. The gopis pray to the demigods to create some natural disturbance, such as hurricane, storm, or heavy rainfall, so that Krishna could not go to Mathura. They then began to consider, despite our elderly parents and guardians, we shall personally stop Krishna from going to Mathura. We have no other alternative than to take this direct action. Everyone is going against us to take away Krishna from our sight. Without him, we cannot live for a moment. The gopis thus decided to obstruct the passage through which the chariot of Krishna was supposed to pass. They began to talk among themselves. We have passed a very long night, which seemed only a moment.
I don't know how long that goes on. We want to go beyond that. We want to talk only when he arrives at the Krura Ghat. And Krishna and Balaram, they're seated on the chariot. And Akrura goes into the river.
The Lord accompanied Akrura and Balaram. Drove the chariot with greater speed towards the bank of the Yamuna.
Okay.
The Lord accompanied by Akrura and Balaram drove the chariot with great speed towards the bank of the Yamuna. Simply by taking a bath in the Yamuna, anyone can diminish the reaction of his sinful activities. Both Krishna and Balaram took their baths in the river and washed their faces. After drinking the transparent crystal clear water of the Yamuna, they took their seats again on the chariot. The chariot was standing underneath the shade of big trees, and both brothers sat down there. Akrura then took their permission to also take bath in the Yamuna. According to Vedic ritual, after taking bath in the river, one should stand at least half submerged and murmur the Gayatri mantra. While he was standing in the river, Akrura suddenly saw both Balaram and Krishna within the water. He was surprised to see them there because he was confident that they were sitting on the chariot. Confused, he immediately came out of the water and went to see where the boys were. And he was very surprised to see that they were sitting on the chariot as before. When he saw them on the chariot, he began to wonder whether he saw them in the water. He therefore went back to the river. This time he saw not only Balaram and Krishna there, but many of the demigods and all the Siddhas, Charanas and Gandharvas. They were all standing before the Lord, who was lying down. He also saw the Sesanag with thousands of hoods. Lord Sesanag was covered with bluish garments, and his necks were all white. The white necks of Sesanag appear exactly like snow-capped mountains. On the curved lap of Sesanag, Akrura saw Krishna sitting very soberly, with four hands. His eyes were like the reddish petals of the lotus flower. In other words, after returning, Akrura saw Balaram turn into Sesanag, and Krishna turn into Mahavishnu. He saw the four-handed Supreme Personality of Godhead smiling very beautifully. He was very pleasing to all, and he was looking towards everyone. He appeared beautiful with his raised nose, broad forehead, spread up ears and reddish lips. His arms reached to his knees, were very strongly built, his shoulders very high, his chest very broad and shaped like the conch. His navel was very deep and his abdomen was marked with three lines. His waist was broad and big, resembling the hips of a woman, and his thighs resembled the trunks of elephants. The other parts of his legs, the joints and lower extremities, were all very beautiful. The nails of his feet were dazzling, and his toes were as beautiful as the petals of the lotus flower. His helmet was decorated with very valuable jewels. There was a nice belt around the waist, and he wore a sacred thread across his broad chest. Bangles were on his hands and armlets on the upper portion of his arms. He wore bells on his ankles. He possessed dazzling beauty, and his palms were like the lotus flower. He was still more beautiful with different emblems of the Vishnu Murti, the council, club, disc and lotus flower, which he held in his four hands. His chest was marked with a particular signs of Vishnu, and he wore fresh flower garlands. All in all, he was very beautiful to look at. Akrura also saw his lordship surrounded by intimate associates like the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanantana, Sananda, and Sanat Kumara, and other associates like Sunanda and Nanda. as well as demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva. The nine great learned sages were there, and devotees like Prahlad and Narada were engaged in offering prayers to the Lord with clean hearts and pure words. After seeing the transcendental personality of Godhead, Akrura, he immediately became overwhelmed with great devotion, and all over his body there was transcendental shivering. Although for the moment he was bewildered, he retained his clear consciousness and bowed down his head before the Lord. With folded hands and faltering voice, he began to offer prayers to the Lord. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport of his second volume, fourth chapter of Krishna, Akrura returns journeying his visiting of Visvaloka within the Yamuna River.
Haribo.
And Padyatra America also reading Krishna books or other books. Our devotees all over the world, they read Krishna books. But they cannot think, oh, this pastime took place right here. Oh, it just took place around the corner here. Cannot imagine. It did not take place anywhere else. This pastime we just read took place here. Very close to this point. And many other pastimes we'll be reading. Every day we'll be reading, hearing about the pastimes of Krishna at the exact location, spots where Krishna had his pastime. So it helps us, it makes a deep impression upon all the hearers of these pastimes as they are heard in the places where those pastimes took place. So we will have this opportunity for next 1 month as we go around Brajamanda Parikrama. We should all be very grateful. Grateful to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, for coming to the West. He was in Vrindavan and he came to America. Then he founded this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And then he recommended, yes, you all preachers from the West, you should go to Vrindavan Festival, go to Mayapur Festival. So, because he had experience of Vrindavan, and he wanted all of us also to experience Vrindavan, spirit of Vrindavan. It is because of him, because of Srila Prabhupada, that we are chanting Hare Krishna, or our devotees, and it is because of him that we have come to India, and it is because of him that we always come to Krishna Balaram temple, come to Vrindavan, and it is also because of him that we are now able to or going around this Brajamandal Parikrama. It is all mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder of this great movement. It is also mercy of their Lordship, Shri Nithai Gaurasundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord who personally, in a role of a devotee, he also went around Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one of the first Brajamandal Parikrama devotees. Lord did Brajamandal Parikrama. So we are following in his footsteps. Lord is very much with us in these beautiful forms. So will be following the Lord. And be Lord and Lord, holy name, Kirtan, and we go behind. Like a carrot, dangling of the carrot, we always... The Lord will be there, His holy name, and we just try to catch up with it every day. So let us not forget who has brought us here and who is cause of this Brajamandal Parikrama.
Informed that Dantavakra, brother of Shishupal, was ready to kill him.
So immediately Krishna came over to Mathura. He came in background 2 seconds. He came very fast. He came in a chariot. The person who gave the information of Dantavakra being here, and Dantavakra was in very, very angry mood. He was so angry that he was not even able to decide which way to go. Which is east, west. He had no idea of the directions. He was kind of lost because of his madness out of anger. And the reason he was mad because his brother Shishupal was killed by this Krishna. As you know, earlier in Satya Yuga, Hiranyaksha was killed by Varaha, we just mentioned. And after that, who was very angry? Hiranyakashipu was very, very angry when he realized that his brother Hiranyaksha was killed. Now, there is connection between Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu and this Shishupal and Dantavakra. What is the connection? They are Jai and Vijay. Try to make this connection. Jai Vijay was cursed to take 3 births. The first birth is Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu in Satya Yuga. In Treta Yuga, these brothers have appeared as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And in Dwapara Yuga, they appeared as Shishupal and Dantavakra. And in Kali Yuga, they appeared as Jagayad and Mantai. Because they wanted to take part in Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So they just showed. They didn't have to. 3 births where that condition was fulfilled. But the 3 births coming one more time just to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Krishna came from Dwarka in a chariot in a few seconds, and he found out whereabouts of Dantavakra, and then Dantavakra was killed near Mathura. Kumudban is not far from here. Datiha. This was one time gate of Mathura town, Datiha, at the entrance of Mathura. He was killed. I think that's a southern gate, southern or western gate. And then Lord Krishna came after killing Dantavakra and rest here. So this is Vishram Ghat. And we get information from sadhus and shastras that Lord Krishna decided to not take part in killing anymore. He thought that his mission of killing the demons was over. The Shishupal was killed, Dantavakra was killed, but he had killed so many demons. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we find that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, he came to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath here at Vishram Ghat, where we'll be taking bath in few minutes time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath here at Vishram Ghat, and then with big kirtan, he went all the way to Krishna Janma Bhumi, the birthplace of Krishna, and took darshan of Keshava Ji, the deity of Lord Keshava. We'll be going there tomorrow. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath here, and with kirtan party, kirtan, all the people of Mathura were chanting and dancing. It's a very nice chanting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan through the streets of Mathura. This chanting is in Kesha Mandir. You could make sure you see this chanting tomorrow. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to spend time at Akrur Ghat. In Mathura and Vrindavan, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay, a lot of people would come too many people coming for darshan, too many obeisances, and there's lots of crowds, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel bothered sometimes. So he would go to a cruel path, like between Mathura and Vrindavan, on the bank of Yamuna. So today we stopped at Birla Mandir, and actually we had passed Akrur Ghat. Akrur Ghat is between the point where we took breakfast and Vrindavan. It is not just across the Birla Mandir, but still closer to Vrindavan side. We had walked past that point. And just correction in information. We also have a diary of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaja's Rajamandal Parikrama travels. In 1932, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, with all his followers from all over, had organized a grand Rajamandal Parikrama, very famous, historical. The description you find in Sutra Maharaja's Prabhupada Lilamrita. Also some paintings, I think, are in there also. So, which day was that? 9th of October was the day that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaja, this is in 1932, 9th October. He came, like today we came from Vrindavan, his party also entered Mathura on 9th October 1932. They came from Vrindavan side and they had a grand procession in Mathura going to Krishna Janmasthan. Yeah, and there is Krishna Janmasthan. So, is that some of the things? Yes, and we find in scripture that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaja's Parikrama party also, they had deities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the throne, as we also have a sister and a humble Padiyan on the throne here for Nitya Maharaja. So that's the reason one thing is the Chintamani is all that about you. Deities are using this for 5 years. This throne, these deities have gone all over India, from all the places, holy places in India. These deities have seen, or deities of different holy places have seen these deities. And this throne also is a little out from here. So, we'll be taking bath here, and our Brajamandal Parikrama starts from this point. Now, you better think, now or never. You cannot go out for one more month. You're stuck, transcendentally stuck. So you have a few more minutes to think. Otherwise, once you take bath with a vow, meditation, with a prayer at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Somehow, last year we offered prayers to Hanuman. We thought, now he's going to be protecting us throughout our Brajamandal Parikrama travels. So later on, Narayan Maharaj had corrected us and he said, in Vrindavan, Radharani protects, not Hanuman. From one scriptural reference, we found some Hanuman mantras and he was supposed to be protecting us. So later on, we realized that Radhi Vrindavaneshwari, the controller, the maintainer of this dham is Srimati Radharani. For next 1 month, we are at the mercy of Radha. This whole abode of Vrindavan is very much Radha conscious. As we enter the villages, In a few days, you will see everyone will be greeting us, saying what? Jai Radhe! Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
A little kid, as soon as they begin saying few words, first thing they begin saying is Jai Radhe. They don't say anything else. They only know Jai Radhe. So they'll be greeting you also saying Jai Radhe. They should respond also saying Jai Radhe. Otherwise they'll say, who is this kid? Why is he here? Enthusiastically,
she
responds saying, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe,
Jai Radhe,
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai
Radhe. Mathura Mandal Parikrama, 15th of October.
Well, and this is the place where Saptarishi performed yajna. You know, seven, there are seven celebrated rishis. They have their planets. You see that night time. You see, in America and Europe, they have some special names. Four stars. And then three at the, like a kite, it looks like a kite. Huh? Yeah, that is a big dipper. So, those are the seven planets of seven different rishis. At night time you see them. Usually comes up like that and goes down. Huh? Never goes in the middle, but like that. So those seven rishis from those planets, their names are Kashyapa, Atri, Vashisht, Bharadvaj, Gautam, Vishwamitra and Jamadagni. The seven rishis descended here and they performed austerities. They are also praying for Lord's descent because Kamsa was too much. Was causing a lot of problems for the citizens. He was not a good fellow. You know that. So rishis came and they performed yajna at this place. And that also helped to bring Lord to this planet, to this place. And there's also Arundhati, who is wife of Vashishtha, her deity is also here. So, well, there's some claim that the ashes of that 5,000-year-old yajna, they are mixed with the earth here. This is a piece of earth, dirt, and you could see there's an ash there from 5,000-year-old yajna. Yes. So this is the evidence.
As plain why I'm like, all the mud below the is the same thing.
All mud, all around is like this.
To break off this thing, act fully as
so is a proof. Okay. So all along this bank of Jamuna you find, even Ravana had performed austerities here. And Bali Maharaj also performed austerities. And then there is an ashram of our famous Rishi. He always gets angry. What is his name?
Durvasa.
Durvasa Muni's ashram also across the river. So we'll tell you more about Durvasa later on. Okay. Okay, keep going. Haribo, Haribo. So Krishna, at some point, he came off the chariot of Akrur. He did not want to have a chariot ride through the town of Mathura, so he he was walking. Krishna and Balaram, they are walking, and now they are going towards them. The maternal uncle comes to the place, and on the way, Lord Krishna met different people. He also met a washerman. He had a big bundle of clothes, and Krishna and Balaram, they wanted to decorate themselves nicely with nice, clean, pressed clothes. So they demanded, why don't you give some clothes? They said, what? What are you talking about? This is property. This is for meant for the king. You are just nobody, little kid from some village. You have come to visit this town. You are asking clothes of my master, the king. Get lost. But then, you know what Krishna did? Krishna used his hand, that axe, like an axe, and that person was. And then Krishna took all those clothes and decorated the body very nicely. And they're going. On the way, he met also a malakar, a man who makes garland, flower wala. First tailor? What did tailor do?
He did
his clothes
nicely.
Oh, so his clothes which washerman had, they were not fitting nicely. So one tailor did tailoring and made the clothes befitting the personality, the form of Krishna. Then the garland man, he was spontaneous. He came forward on his own and offered garlands to Krishna and Balaram. And then at this spot, he wanted to bless this great soul, Kubja. She was Trivakra. You know Ashtavakra, there was one person called Ashtavakra. Eight bending. So his kubja was Trivakras. She had three bends in her body. She was very beautiful to look at. There is a face form, face. But she had three bends. So Lord blessed her by visiting her home. So this is the home. It looks different now. From Krishna book description. I know it was much more beautiful and so inside there's a deity of Krishna and Kubja. Krishna and Kubja inside. So this Kubja, she was Shurpanakha from Lord Ramachandra's time. Ravan's sister Shurpanakha, now she had come to Nasik. Panchavati. While Lord Ramachandra was in forest of Dandakaranya, Shurpanakha came and she wanted to marry Sri Ram. And Sri Ram said, I'm already married. But my brother Lakshman, he is single. Maybe you propose to him. And he was staunch brahmachari, he did not like this proposal. And she was insisting, and as a result, Lakshman cut off the nose of Shurpanakha, and that fell down in that area. And that area, that town became known as Nasik. Nose is Nasika. So this town Nasik, which is also one of the four Kumbh Mela places, four places Kumbh Mela held in India, Nasik is one of them. Last year after Brajamandal Parikrama, some of us went to Nasik. So that town is named after the nose of Shurpanakha. So when her attempt of marrying Ram or her brother failed, she went back with her nose cut off. She went to Ravan and she gave the whole report and then the whole battle, Ravana became angry. She had a genuine desire to marry Sri Ram. And she also realized that my brother, he won't be able to help me out. Even if he fights, he's not going to defeat Sri Ram, such a powerful personality. So she left her brother and family, and Shurpanakha, she came to a holy place called Pushkar. This is in Rajasthan. You better look at the map of India. I'm going to be probably saying Maharashtra and Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. Do you know what Uttar Pradesh is? Sometimes we say UP, which is Uttar Pradesh. Try to become familiar with geography of India and some. So last night we talked about seven Puris, Sapta Puris, and I mentioned the names, so this way you could know some geography of ancient India and history. So she came to Pushkar again. There's so much to know. Pushkar is the only... Pushkar has the temple of Lord Brahma, and there's the only temple of Brahma in existence. There's so many Shiva temples, so many Vishnu temples, so many Ganesh mandirs, also Kali. There's only one temple of Brahma, and that is at Pushkar. So, Shri performed austerities at Pushkar to get Lord as her husband. And then 5,000 years ago, Lord fulfilled her desire. Lord did become her husband by visiting her and uniting her. So this is the place of that devotee of the Lord Shurpanakha, and Lord visited this. Hare Krishna Balarama Ki. So as we are walking, Krishna and Balaram, they are walking. More or less the same path. And today we are going to the palace of Kamsa, part of that was prison house. We are going to the birthplace of Krishna, which was the part of Kamsa's complex, Kamsa's big palatial building. So we are walking in that direction. Okay, so I think the next place we go to is Rangeshwar Mahadev Temple. And near there is Rangbhumi, the place where a wrestling match was arranged and Kamsa was killed there. Now during the daytime you could, you'll have to read this Kubja pastime. This is why you need Krishna book. It's not practical to tell you all the stories or read entire chapter at each place. So you have to find some time off from busy schedule of parikrama and try to read also. Okay, thank you. Kirtan and we go.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you.
रंगेश्वर महादेव है।
रंगेश्वर महादेव की। So we are here at Rangeshwar Mahadev Temple. We mentioned, I think last night, there are four Mahadev Mandirs in four directions of Mathura. They are known as Digpalas, Digpal. Dig means direction, Pal means protector, protector of the directions. So this is south, this is southern direction of Mathura, and Rangeshwar Mahadev is protecting this Mathura Mandal from southern direction. Rangeshwar. Ranga refers to entertainment also. Just outside here we'll be walking out and climbing up a small hill, slightly hill area. There, this was whenever Kamsa wanted to organize some entertainment program, including that famous wrestling match, that would happen just in this adjoining area called Rangabhumi, place where the entertainment programs are organized. And close to that Rangabhumi is this Rangeshwar Mahadev temple. So let us go to Rangabhumi now. These Mahadevs are worshipped as the devotees of the Lord, because they are serving the Lord's abode. Shiva is serving Krishna here. In all four directions he is standing to protect this town. And as you know, that how anxious he was also to observe Rasa dance and enter into Rasa dance. Shiva was very anxious. And at least once his desire was fulfilled. And he had to have a gopi form. You cannot enter with a big hair and all, you know, ashes all over. No, so Shiva was awarded that kind of form, gopi form, and he did enter rasa dance of Lord Krishna. So that is a proof of Lord Shiva's intense desire to serve Krishna, to associate with Krishna in that mood. In Vrindavan, there's a famous temple called Gopeshwar. Gopeshwar Mahadev, called Gopeshwar Mahadev. He is considered Ishwar of the Gopis. He is serving the Gopis, he is in mood of Gopis in this Brajamandal. So we'll be coming across a lot of Shiva temples. But he is a devotee here. Okay, so we pray to Lord Shiva also. He's here indeed. And then from there we go to Narayan Maharaj of Gaudiya. Yesterday we took bath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath there, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes here for darshan. Janmasthane, at the place of Krishna's birth, this place, Keshava Dekhila, Keshava Karila, Dekhi Karila Pranam. He saw Keshavji and offered his obeisances. Premanande Nache Gaya Sabhana Hunkar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy. You see the beautiful painting? Take a good look at that painting. You see that? Sab dekho, darshan karo, chitra ka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. He was 7 feet tall. Golden body, you could see. Effulgent. So he's dancing in ecstasy and he's roaring like a lion. Hunkar. Filling up the entire universe. And when people saw this personality chanting, dancing in streets of Mathura, they're all amazed. And they also are taking part in dancing, some old people and some kids like Vishwambar, and everyone is chanting, dancing. Some people with the sticks, they are coming out, they are hardly able to walk. They are amazed by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dance and his personality and the beauty. And that dancing is going on right here, you see, because you see the deity of Keshav. So he's coming through the streets of Mathura and entering the temple of Keshavji. This deity of Lord Keshava was installed by great-grandson of Lord Krishna. We haven't mentioned him, but he has a lot to do with many, many holy places in Braj area. Something like 25,000 holy places he established. While King Parikshit was ruling the world, he was the emperor of the whole world. With his assistance, with his help, Vajranam, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, Krishna at first, Queen Rukmini, and her son is Pradumna, her son is Aniruddha, and Aniruddha's son is Vajranam. So he installed this deity and many other deities. We'll be seeing those deities also, and we'll be talking how King Parikshit helped his great-grandson of Lord Krishna, because his Vajranav, great-grandson, he was feeling separation from Krishna. So he made a big attempt of reviving glory of Vrindavan after Krishna's departure from this planet. So he installed so many deities, renovated places, and so this is one deity that was installed by great-grandson of Lord Krishna at Krishna's birthplace. Yasakras, will be going there now in a minute, is a birthplace of Krishna. This is the entire area of the palace of Kamsa, and in part of that, Vasudeva and Devaki were imprisoned, and the prison house of Kamsa, Krishna takes birth. And just about the birthplace, the Muslims have built a mosque. This is a mosque here. And then Hindus, they got fired up, and they built recently a very big temple. We mentioned to you earlier, Dalmia family. They have built this big, gorgeous temple. We'll be visiting that also. It has beautiful paintings on the roof, from inside. As you look up, you see very beautiful paintings. You'll be amazed. They're worth looking at, different Krishna's pastime paintings. So from here, we'll go to birthplace of Krishna, the prison house of Kamsa. Then we go to the temple, new temple. And next stop is hopefully our breakfast stop, which is just around the corner. Okay.
According to Padma Lochan Prabhu, who has done some research, this is not the place he says, but there's a place nearby, which is a birthplace of Lord Krishna. But popularly, this is known as the birthplace. So, anyone who enters, comes to this place during month of Kartik, even once, he will go to the abode of Lord Krishna. Hari Bhakti Vilas. Kartike Janma Sadane Keshavashtake Naraha Sakrat Pravishtaha Sri Krishna Deyansi Paramagayam. So this 16th Vilas from Hari Bhakti Vilas. So today in fact is the first day of Kartik. Yesterday was full moon, and today is the first day of Kartik, and we have early morning of the first day of month of Kartik have come to the birthplace of Krishna, so our going back is guaranteed. So you should feel happy, jolly about it. You should feel relieved now. But we have to be careful not throwing the dirt again. So there are some beautiful paintings. First of all, you see on the top, there's a big crowd of all demigods, including Shiva and Brahma and so many rishis, Narada Rishi also. And they're offering prayers. There's a nice painting here also. And in the Kumbh of Devaki, there's Krishna and all the demigods are also there. And first Lord is showing, exhibiting the four-handed form. And there's a whole dialogue between the Chaturbhuj Vishnu form and Vasudev, informing Vasudev that I am the same Lord. I have appeared twice before, and your son is the third time appearing. And appearing. So, after that dialogue, and also asking Lord Krishna Vasudev to take him out of this place quickly, take me out of this place quickly. That is what Vasudeva has done. Also, note the difference between two names. These are the subtleties. There's a Vasudeva and Vasudeva. Vasudeva is carrying Vasudeva. Vasudeva is father, Vasudeva is son. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. So Vasudeva is son of Vasudeva. So he's carrying Krishna. Vasudeva is carrying Krishna. He should be careful saying, uttering his name, otherwise you may refer to Krishna in the place of Vasudeva, in the place of Krishna. So, he's coming from there, from Mathura, in between the Jamuna, and that path is leading to Gokul. So that is where Krishna goes, and stays there as son of Nanda and Yashoda. And how the yoga maya plays different roles in this pastime. We'll be talking about that very soon. There's a Mahavidya Devi temple we'll be visiting after breakfast. And we will talk how he plays a role in different aspects of Lord Krishna. So, offer your obeisances one more time and then we'll go to the new temple. Krishna Bhagavan Ki An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are no devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 19th chapter, 24th verse. The Sankirtan Yajna has been glorified. We just came out of a place, there's Kirtan going on, this 24-hour Kirtan going on for many, many years. And it will go on all the time. They chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Dalmia,
He is a lover of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has appreciation for Srila Prabhupada and his mission also. He is the one who has taken a lot of pains to build this temple. So, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Radha Krishna and Shiva. This is Devi Mandir. Yogamaya. She is known here as Mahavidya Devi. In the middle, you see the deity of Yogamaya. She plays so many roles in pastimes of Krishna in Rajamandal. Her unseen hands are working everywhere, making so many arrangements in Krishna's pastimes. Also, she enters the minds of people, making them think this way and that way. Even Mother Yashoda thinking, yes, this is my child, this is my son, like everyone else has son, I also have a son. His name is Krishna. Yashoda never believes that this is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna was trying to reveal that at Brahman Ghat. When he opened the mouth, it showed the universal form within the mouth. We'll be going there. Immediately she thought this is some trick of someone, and she was not able to relate to that. And she immediately started praying to the Lord, to Narayan, please wind this up, please. And she was not able to realize that her son is Supreme Personality of Godhead and the universal form is one of the forms of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. She would only think, this is a little child of mine, this is my son. So this kind of feeling that Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj or all the coward boys are thinking, yeah, this is our friend, we're all friends, no big deal, Krishna is just, we are same age, his house is in the neighborhood, we have house, he has father, we also have father, he has cows, his father has cows, our father also has cows. So this thinking of the coward boys or the gopis, different feelings, emotions, gopis are thinking that they have been married, so later on we have made some research from the scriptures that how the gopis were, in fact, they were never married. But they are feeling that they have been married and these are their husbands and their children. All these kind of feelings, this is all the work of Yogamaya. So Yogamaya assists Lord Krishna in his pastimes. And the very first assistance rendered by her is when Lord Krishna appeared. Srimad Bhagavatam describes that Mother Yashoda gave birth to Gopal Champu, in fact, of Jiva Goswami reveals this secret. How Yashoda gave birth to two children. Yashoda gave birth to Krishna and Yashoda gave birth to a daughter.
Well, the two Krishnas took birth. Yashoda also gave birth to Krishna. And Devaki also gave birth to Krishna. So Jiva Goswami explains that the Yoga Maya brought Krishna from Gokul to the prison house of Kamsa, and then these two forms, they became one form. And that form is then later on taken across to Gokul. So all these facts are not even known to Yashoda. She is giving birth to two children, one son, one daughter. Mercy is thinking, yes, she has given birth to only a son, which was in fact her son was brought by Yogamaya to Mathura. And then Devaki's son and Yashoda's son, and they unite. This is the act of Yogamaya. Yogamaya brings Krishna, and then she was taken. Krishna was taken to Mathura. And Yogamaya, who was lying there in a bed as a daughter of Yashoda, was brought back by Vasudeva to prison house of Kamsa. So complex to understand, but not so complex at the same time. But these things have not been revealed so much, not even in Bhagavatam, not very distinctly. But our acharyas like Jiva Goswami, Prabhu, and also Garga Munis, Garga Sanhita has also lot more to say. Garga Sanhita throws lot more light on many, many Krishnas at the time. So this Yogamaya, daughter of Yashoda, was brought back by Vasudeva to Mathura. In the morning, the baby started crying, and immediately the gatekeepers, they reported to Kamsa, yes, 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 child has taken birth. So immediately Kamsa ordered, okay, bring the child. The child was presented to him, and this child was not a son. Eighth child of Devaki was supposed to be son, who was to be the killer of Kamsa. But he did try to kill this child, the girl. And when he picked up the child and he was whirling it around and he was about to drop, to smash this child, immediately this child flew in the air and took a form of Durga and exclaimed that your killer is somewhere else. Don't kill me. Don't touch me. And then he disappeared. So that is Yogamaya here, which is known by different names in different parts of the world or the country. In fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord asked, we find description that Lord asked Yogamaya to appear and assist him in his pastimes. And he said, you will be known by some of these names, 18 names. Durgeti Bhadrakali Ti Vijaya Vaishnaviti Cha Maya Narayani Ishani Sharadityambake Ambiketicha Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanaketicha Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayoginya Adishvari Nandago Vasutam Devi Patime Kurume Namaha. So, these are the names. Durga Bhadrakali Vijaya Vaishnavi Maya Narayani Ishani Sharada Ambika Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaka Katyayani Mahamaya Mahayogini Adhishwari. These are the names given by the Lord to Yoga Maya. He said, yes, you can assist me and you will become very famous. And also another order was given, well, very many orders, but one specific order was given to Yoga Maya also to transfer the seventh child of Devaki from Devaki's womb to Kuzum, Rohini. One child before taking birth was transferred. Yoga Maya. Who else could do this? So hidingly, Yoga Maya is doing all this kind of activities and assisting unlimited. So that Yoga Maya, energy of the Lord, Devaki, seventh child, did not take birth from womb of Devaki. Balaram was in the womb and he was transferred to the womb of Rohini. So Kamsa, he never saw the face of the seventh child. Balaram, he never had seen Balaram. He had killed the previous six children. And then eighth child is Krishna. He also was taken away from Kamsa by Vasudeva. And ninth child is of Devaki. Yes, Subhadra. The seventh child of Devaki is Balaram. And eighth child is Krishna. Ninth child is Subhadra. So Balaram, Krishna and Subhadra, they are brothers and sisters like that.
That's why Balaram is the biggest.
That's why Balaram is the biggest. Sure, he's a bigger boy. And he has so much bal. You know meaning of bal? Bal. Bal.
Strength.
Strength, yes. He has so much strength. The tallest deity in Brajamandal area is Dauzi. We'll be seeing so many deities. The tallest one is the deity of Dauzi. Dauzi ka bhaiya? Krishna Kanhaiya. Probably you know from last year. So Dauzi ka bhaiya, Kadrab. Dauzi, Balaram is Krishna Kanhaiya. That Dauzi Balaram is very tall in Dauzi, town for Dauzi. We'll be going there towards the end of our parikrama. Some information that
everyone knew that the Devaki was pregnant seventh time, but then there was no child. She didn't give birth to the child. So people thought that she's such a cruel lady, as she underwent some kind of abortion. She never gave birth to this child. But Kamsa was thinking, just see. Child was so scared, he decided not to take birth. He didn't appear, he didn't even come out of the womb. He was so much scared of me. So different people were thinking differently, but the fact of the matter was different from all these speculations. Lord had safely reached Gokul, where another wife of Vasudeva, Rohini, is another wife of Vasudeva. So he took birth as son of Rohini, Balaram.
And Gargamuni informed Nanda Maharaj and other residents of Braj that this is Samantha's day actually. So Maya has done this work. So nobody was having any doubt about it.
Another side of in Gokul, Gargamuni, he knew what was going on, all this underground arrangement. So he said, yes, actually this is the seventh child of Devaki, this Balaram. So he spread the right news so there's no confusion or no speculation. Yadai Gaurav Premanandade Pari.